So, my car, a Subaru Forester 2019, relatively, actually a very new car, taught me two lessons in user interface design today. One good, one bad. And, okay, so first I'll tell you the bad one, because it was a big deal. I went out to go run some errands this morning, pretty early in the morning, and I see that the hatchback on the car is open. And so I, you know, immediately blame myself. And, you know, I figure, okay, as I'm walking to the car, I figure, well, you know, this probably isn't a problem because the car probably didn't drain the whole battery just because, you know, the hatchback was open. So I closed it and like all this water comes pouring out. But I looked in the back and there was no water in there. So I thought, well, you know, good design, right? Everything about this car, unless it's the user interface, actually, the sort of overall user interface, everything else is like really well designed. All the car things are thoughtful. And the way you guess they would work is how they actually work. And that's good design, right? So, okay, I go in the car and turn the key. I don't turn the key because I have one of those new keys that has a chip in it. And so I just leave it in my pocket. And I press the button and nothing happens. So do it again and again, maybe a little turnover, but absolutely no chance this car is starting. And so I had a lot of time to think about this because I had to call for emergency road service to come give me a jump, and took them a long time to get here. And in the time, I initially blamed myself, and I realized it couldn't have been me. Because the last time I drove the car, I just went to go get some coffee and get cash. I went to the bank and I went to the coffee place. And so there was nothing in the hatchback. I never opened it. It wasn't going for like groceries or transporting a bike or anything like that. And I remember coming back. I mean, there was nothing in the trunk, you know. So I just went in the house. So the question is, how did the damn hatchback open? And so I went and looked it up on the net, and sure enough, Subarus have a habit of doing this. It doesn't happen very often. And a lot of times when people post comments that describe situations pretty much exactly like what happened with me, people say, well, you know, I've never heard of that happening before. So but it happens enough so that it seems to be, oh, well, other people having the problem. And the best that I can think of it is that the chip inside that I, you know, keep around, it has a pretty big range, and I'm guessing, I could probably check this out, I should, I will. It has a pretty good range, and some animal was walking around on my car and managed to, and this is where I sort of run out of ideas, because the way you lift the hood is not the kind of thing an animal can do. You need to have fingers to do it, and you need to know where to grab the thing. It isn't just a matter of walking over something. You have to reach underneath it and pull it. Just make a very slight pull, and that's enough. Remember I told you it's sort of like it does things in the obvious way? This is like, okay, I'm going to open you, right? In a normal car, you might have to put a key in or something or whatever, and then do the lifting, but it has a motor in it, and it just lifts itself. So you just have to tug it just a little bit. Boom, tug it. And an animal can't do that. So how the hell does that happen, you know? I don't believe there's anything on my little key fob thing that will open so I don't know. What do I do now, you know? I mean, I have to always be watching the damn car to see if because it's a pain in the ass to have it go charged. Maybe it's like one in a million and it'll never happen again. I'm going to kind of guess that that's what we're dealing with. Okay, so the other thing, I went out for a walk and I drove my car to a beautiful place to go walking, go for a hike. And And after I was done, I had to make a U-turn with the car. This is stupid. U-turn with a car, right? And I noticed that it has, I mean, I've noticed this all the time, but this time I really noticed it. That as you turn, it has a rear camera. And superimposed on the camera is a path of where you will go with the wheel turned as it's turned right now. And so as you turn the wheel, the curve on the camera, it just changes, it recalcs. And so you can, and if there's a ditch on the other side you don't want to run into, you can see, or a tree. If you're going to hit, the line will intersect with the tree and you'll know, well, I'm going to have to stop. Maybe I should pick a different route or whatever. It's very reassuring. It's a good control to have. And so the question I asked, and of course, I believe I know the answer, is, well, how do you develop something like this that is so intuitive and works so well and fits into the task so well? I mean, it answers a question that a driver is going to have at that instant. It's like, what am I going to hit? You know, that's when you're turning, when you're driving backwards, that is the first and foremost thing on your mind, is because your vision is quite limited. And so this thing, it addresses the question that you're actually going to have at that point. So how do you get a product to be that good? And the answer is, you stay with the problem. And you iterate and you iterate and you iterate and you leave lots of extra time to do this. And you don't rush it. And I don't know that I've ever read that in a book that says that it, I mean, I know it may not sound very profound, and if I ever write a book, this is going to be in it, is that there are at least two ways to develop a new piece of user interface. In this case, software. In the case of everything I do, software. You can rush right through it and get a result and ship it and go on, which is the tech industry model for how to do it, and that yields a certain result. Or you can just spend a ridiculously long amount of time on something and get it absolutely dialed in right. And this is what goes back to what I was saying before about Subaru, is Subaru gets the corners right. In other words, they go really deep into these things. I don't know who did the design on this. For all I know, they acquired it from somebody, or they licensed it, or it's the same software that runs in every other, you know, Japanese or Korean car, whatever, Chinese car, American car, whatever, German car. Although I doubt it. German cars don't do this kind of stuff well at all, I have to say. I've driven German cars for quite a few years before this. I've had Japanese, German, and now Subaru is Japanese, right? And, well, of course, I've had an American car, but whatever. But anyway, so about the car, is the thing about it is, and this is why everybody says, yeah, you got to get a Tesla. And of course, I know this, right? Tesla is the software car. Apparently, Tesla got the top level right. That's what Subaru does not get right. It's all not tied together. There are all these multiple user interfaces for different things, same things. There are two clocks, one set correctly, one's not. I can't figure out how to set the other one. It's like there's all these systems that are just hacked together. There's not an overall design that says, let's put somebody in the driver's seat and let's think about everything they do and make it all work beautifully together, and let's really sit here until we get it right. That hasn't happened. As far as, in my experience, because I've never had a Tesla, okay? But in my experience, I have never driven a car that had that level of design. To be truthful, I haven't used a whole lot of software that's like that either. But I strive to make software like that. And at times I believe I have succeeded at that. I think Users of More, which was sort of our ultimate outliner from the 80s. It's the one that won a lot of awards. It was a very popular product in the late 80s on the Mac. And to this day, I run into people that say, oh my God, that was the best piece of software I've ever used. Whatever happened to it? And then, that's another story for another day, perhaps. But so, I mean, I think that we have gotten there, but only occasionally. Anyway, that's all I want to talk about today. I hope you're all doing well. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.